Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie's helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. My latest project, tree trimming for our phone lines into the radio show. I mean, any home improvement you need, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects both nationally and in your area. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and the website is free to use.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Cliff. How are you, sir?
I am having a splendid morning. How about you?
I'm having a morning.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. I'm having a morning.
I can't remember what you said. You said something that was really funny when you introduced me. You finished a sentence about some sort of like craziness or sickness or whatever, and then you're like, and guess what we have with us today?
Right, exactly.
That was a nice segue into
segues am I. Yeah,
that crazy bastard's back.
That guy's back.
Stuck in the studio again.
Yeah, well, you know, I asked you to be here, so it's on me.
Okay, that's right. If any trouble that comes down, I will try to behave myself, I promise.
Please,
it's not easy with dog killers and
oh my God,
and court farters and, you know, everything that is MAGA out there, but I will do my best.
Yeah, I mean, we have been talking about Kristi Noem's, there are so many words in my head that we would lose the license for that I think about this woman. Give us your two your thoughts on
I'm going to also try to be really careful here. I'm somebody who is, I think people know, you know, we volunteer at a cat rescue place. My wife and my son do. We have four cats because we meant to take in, you know, we meant to have two, but then there are strays who need a home, and we're like those people that love them. And so I may not have dogs, although I absolutely love dogs, but I've often said, I think cats and dogs, that evolution screwed it up, should, you know, that cats and dogs should run the earth. So if you know how I feel about those animals, you know that I really can't say, because I'm scared that I would say something that I would regret. She's just here's what I will say. MAGA is a sickness.
Yeah.
That there was a whole bunch on was it Saturday night, whatever night, the White House Correspondents' Dinner that Colin Jost said that was really like hilarious. But as I tweeted out, my favorite thing that he said actually is when he ended it by talking about how his grandfather, who was from Staten Island, which goes 70% for Trump, in the end voted for Biden because of Biden's decency.
Right.
And to me, that's, you know, there's a lot of differences, but if you look at the policy differences from taking away women's rights to attacking immigrants to everything else that's done on the right, to all the personal greed and like the personal lies and myths, so, you know, about elections and this and that, it just is, there's decency, which is the Democrats, who are not perfect, but are trying to make people's lives better, are trying to give people more opportunities and more rights. And then MAGA, it's no longer like you're conservative, so you're a Republican. MAGA is just about indecency. It's about cruelty. It's about bringing together people that, you know, I'm sorry, I'm just going to say, bring around the sickest people among us. Because there are stories like this, you know, this one is particularly appalling. But we know the stories around Donald Trump, who's been adjudicated and called a rapist by a judge. We know the stories around Ron DeSantis and the utterly cruel things that he does and has done. You know, these other members of the Republican Party. I mean, Donald Trump endorsed some guy a couple years ago, a MAGA guy who ran, who murdered somebody and was running. I mean, like these things don't just happen by accident. These guys who lie and make up everything. The guy running against John Tester in Montana, mm-hmm. who has literally claimed he got shot and he shot himself. And he, you know, like he basically, when he was a veteran. My point is simply, they're the most indecent, horrible, cruel. They're the dregs of society. They are the basket of deplorables, but a basket isn't big enough mm-hmm. to fit them. They're just the gauchest, grossest, worst people. And I'm not talking about everybody who votes Republican, although I would ask some of them to look at who they're aligning themselves mm-hmm. with now. But anybody who is a core MAGA person is in an authoritarian cult, who is someone who lacks class, who lacks dignity, who lacks any compunction or care for others, whether it be people or animals. So that's my long way of saying she's an absolutely despicable, disgusting, awful human being. And I hope this ends her political career, as I hope 2024, we can crush them so that we can end this MAGA disgustingness that sort of assaulted our system.
Well, okay, that's the show.
Yeah.
Wow. No, yeah. I couldn't agree with you more on all of what you just said. That's exactly what's going on.
Quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller.
OMG, I am so excited about our new sponsor, Cook Unity. These are ready cooked meals. You want to know my first six? Grilled mahi-mahi with oyster mushrooms and steamed rice. Vegan rigatoni pesto. Four cheese ravioli with cherry tomatoes and spinach. Hang on. Climate-friendly chickpea and quinoa bowl. Classic salad niçoise. Lemon-baked tilapia. I don't have time to cook. These, you just pop them in the microwave, bam, you're done. Go to cookunity.com/liberal. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of different choices that you have. Whatever you need, vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, whatever you love, they have a delicious dish. Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week, and it's cheaper than other delivery options. So delicious and no cooking required. I love that on work nights for me. Go to cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code liberal or going to cookunity.com/liberal.
Even a friend of Kevin McCarthy is now under investigation for sexually assaulting his daughter.
Yeah.
Isn't that sweet? He's a Kern County supervisor. His name is Zach Scrivener. He's being investigated for sexual assault after one of his other children stabbed him in the chest twice. Obviously.
I mean, stabbed who?
He was stabbed. The supervisor was stabbed in the chest twice by one of his kids. So that's why this is coming out now.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, you have more.
He's under investigation for allegedly sexually assaulting his preteen daughter, as stated by the sheriff, apparently after the stabbing incident. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're going to do with the kid because they're not saying how old his child is who stabbed him.
Where does Kevin McCarthy come into this?
He is a longtime friend of Speaker McCarthy.
So this has nothing to do with McCarthy. They're just friends.
They're friends because of
it's
Kern
not
County.
McCarthy, but you tend to not be friends if you're a normal non-MAGA person with people who, I mean, look, we all have, may know somebody who's a friend who we're like, oh my God, and we're shocked. Mm-hmm. You know, they did something, but you know, I mean, Kevin McCarthy chose to surround himself with Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Right.
Donald Trump
lied and insulted the Sandy before she was ever even in Congress, the Sandy Hook representative,
yep.
Sandy Hook families, and said that it never happened. And Jewish lasers and was a virulent anti-Semite. And mm-hmm. Chase, you know, when she was being asked questions by Voters for Tomorrow, that young group of you know, Gen Z folks literally kicked the woman as she was asking her questions, and they were walking. I mean, you can see the video. She started kicking her.
Yeah.
Like, this is their instinct, like, towards violence. You know, Lauren Boebert, how she behaved in the theater, or how she's behaved with her husband or all of her kids going to frickin' prison. Mm-hmm. You know, or Sarah Palin's half her kids. I mean, these aren't coincidences.
No, they're not.
These people are the dregs of society. They are the dumbest. They are the most ignorant. They are the most cruel. They are the most evil. You know, there's a reason why, like, Donald Trump hates dogs. Hell, even non-MAGA guy Mitt Romney put his damn dog up on the roof of his car in a freaking, you know, and you know, Mike Huckabee's son tortured and killed a dog. I mean,
I think he hanged his dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
How much more proof of these kinds of things? Again, whether it's how they treat animals, whether it's domestic violence, whether it's sexual assault, whether it's mass, like, grift and robbery, you know, insider trading, whatever it is that have caused numerous Republican reps who were like the two first Trump supporters who had to resign. I mean, all leading to an insurrection where we know, you know, at least a dozen and a half members of Congress were actively involved enough that they were taking part in the conversations beforehand. And where the hell Merrick Garland is on that, I don't know. But they were talking to people about fomenting insurrection. They're terrible, awful. Just, they're the people you run into in life that you try to avoid. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like they're the people that you're like, that you when you walk in a place, you see them, you go in the other direction because they're despicable. And they've all found each other and coalesced around MAGA.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, according to the reporting on this, 30 guns, electronic devices, and mushrooms, as in the fun ones, were seized from his residence, leading to a forensic examination to determine his potential influence under the influence while this was going on. So, yeah, Kevin, surrounding yourself with good kids there, buddy. I mean, good God.
I mean, all, you know, they all took money from Steve Wynn, you know, the Wynn in Vegas, who's a sexual assaulter, you know, I mean, like... You know, it would be hard for me. I mean, it wouldn't be, but we would have to sit here and take up your entire show if we were to go through a list of all the people that had to leave the Trump administration because they were found out to have committed domestic violence, because they were found out to have, you know, lied in some way that made them ineligible for what office they were serving. I mean, just they're you know, I mean, again, I'm not a psychologist, so I can't tell you I can say that the DSM Book of Disorders must list a bunch of them. They should probably just put MAGA in there and sort of combine and be like, if you're a petulant loser and a raging narcissist and a kind of silly sociopath, guess what? You may be MAGA.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're, it's like, I can joke about it, and I have to joke about it because it's the only thing. I always say that on my YouTube channel. People are like, well, you know, you make a lot of jokes. And I'm like, well, because this is the only way, you know, we all do that. That's this show is popular for that reason, and we do that because it's the only way you survive this stuff, looking at these people, you know, and how utterly despicable they are, and seeing that we all know people that actually are like, yeah, I'm going to vote for that person.
Yeah, those kind of folks, they make no sense to me.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Anita in San Antonio, hi, how are you?
Hi, I was just going to kind of talk about what Cliff Schechter was talking about, well, Karen said not all sociopaths are Republicans, but all Republicans are sociopaths.
There you go.
And I was also thinking about the Huckabees. Mm-hmm. I mean, the son hung his dog.
Yep.
And Mike Huckabee put a squirrel in the blender. And then Greg Abbott, he made it legal to chain your dogs up in the front yard all day.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's
I know.
That's...
I know some. I've heard about somebody. I know them tendentially, but mm-hmm. they did that, and the dog strangled itself trying to get to water.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh my god, Anita. Oh, yeah.
And then, as you know, being from Texas, that's only when Greg Abbott's not busy trying to drown immigrants.
That's true. Because
if they're immigrants, if they're immigrants who are coming here, and they don't have papers ahead of time or something like that, they're no longer human beings, as far as Greg Abbott and his friends are concerned. So they're just garbage to be washed away and drowned. I mean, sick people.
Right.
Act that way
exactly.
in our society.
Exactly.
And they've elevated it to where it is the core principle in a party to actually be sick, to be cruel, to be evil, to be purposefully stupid. You know, I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, and Kristi Noem did that. I mean, the fact that she did it is one thing, right? And it tells you how evil she is. The fact that she thought bragging about it in a book would help her should tell you something else about who they are. Which is, she's like, I'm going to tell them about the time I shot that innocent puppy, because that will make me more popular among the serial killers I call my base.
The only reason I can think of that she thought this might be rationally a good thing is to get into Trump's good graces, because Trump famously doesn't like dogs.
Right. That's
right. So
but I'm a rational person trying
to be president.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm a rational guy trying to be rational about this, but I don't know if, that's the appropriate approach.
It may be. I mean, again, when you elevate somebody of such just bereft of all moral character, right? Mm-hmm. Lacking all intellectual capacity, all emotional capacity, all psychological capacity, this guy who literally is a combination of every bad human trait. And he's probably even discovered a couple new ones.
Probably.
And that's who you're elevating to the top of your party. You know, to say quickly, I was like, it's like you try to find a way to put this in perspective. Okay, so I think this may help. Kristi Noem is the governor of
South Dakota.
Mm-hmm. And this is what she did. Right. She murdered a dog. Okay. The former attorney general, Republican of South Dakota, ran a man over at night and killed him.
Yes, I remember that.
It seems quite obvious he was coming from a fundraiser, pretty suspicious that he was drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But ran somebody over, claimed he thought a deer hit him, even though the guy's glasses were still either in his car or on his car.
Right.
Didn't go back to the next day to find the man he ran over and killed. These are the governor and attorney general are probably two of the three or four highest offices in South Dakota, and they found a way. And again, that's the reason they found a way is because this isn't a coincidence. This is who they all are. That they elected a person, attorney general, that would do that,
mm-hmm.
and governor that would do that, should tell you everything that you need to know about who they are.
Absolutely.